Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. A Pella family will be featured in the national media for the story of their daughter. Mandy Poulter shares the story of Maya on today's program and her adoption through the Haitian earthquake of 2010. You have a very interesting story to tell about your daughter, who you were adopting from Haiti. For listeners who aren't familiar, you shared this story with us 5 years ago, and it was an ongoing story. Take us back to the early parts of 2010 when devastation hit Haiti, and you're in the process of trying to bring a daughter here to America.
We started the adoption process with Maya in 2007, and we were almost complete and ready to bring her home, and the earthquake hit Haiti in 2010, January. And all communication was down to Haiti, so we had no way to find out if our daughter was okay, if she was still alive after the earthquake. I have two cousins who live in Washington, D.C., and so they were able to connect us with a news reporter from ABC, and another one connected us with a senator. ABC's Good Morning America happened to have a crew on the ground in Haiti at that time. So my husband emailed directions to our daughter's orphanage, and in a very roundabout way, through all the rubble and everything that had all the destruction in Haiti at that time, they were able to find Maya's orphanage and find her safe. The orphanage was destroyed. The kids were living outside at the time, but Maya was safe. And through Skype, we talked to Robin Roberts when she found our daughter, and we got to see her through Skype and know that she was okay and safe. And then my husband and I almost immediately started planning how we could get down there and bring her back home. We bought plane tickets to the Dominican Republic. And then ABC was flying a supply helicopter from Dominican Republic into Haiti. And so we jumped on that supply helicopter, flew into Haiti, and went and got our daughter and then four other children who were in the adoption process from Pella. And so we were able to take those five children to the U.S. Embassy and get them humanitarian parole, and we were able to leave Haiti. We flew back to Miami. And my husband and Matt and I were trying to figure out how to get the children from Miami back up here to Pella, Iowa, and Pella Corporation stepped in. My husband works for Pella Corporation, and they flew the Pella jet down to Miami and picked Matt and I and the five children up and flew us directly into the Pella airport. And the earthquake hit on a Tuesday afternoon, and the next Tuesday night, we were able to fly back into Pella. So within a week, it was a huge whirlwind of a week for us, but pretty amazing how everyone pulled together and just worked with us, helping us to get our daughter back home. We just saw miracle after miracle that God performed during that time, putting everyone in the right places for us and getting us the right connections to be able to bring our daughter and the other children home.
It's been 5 years now, more than 5 years since that whirlwind of a week. And before we talk about what's going on this week, how has life been for you and for Maya and for the children that came over here that are now trying to adjust to life here in America?
Actually, it's been great. I sometimes say Maya was always meant to be a Poulter. She just fit right into our family. My husband and I had been down to Haiti to visit her many times in the three-year process, and so she'd gotten to know us very well. She's very quiet and compassionate and kind person. She loves her brothers and sisters, especially the little ones. She's very motherly. She's jumped right into activities at our church. She likes going to Sunday school in Awana. She does basketball and track and just has really fit in quite well to life here in the United States and with a family.
And she's going to have a big day later this week here on national television with you and the family. You're reconnecting with Robin Roberts as a part of their 40th year celebration. How did that reconnection happen? Because it sounds like you were in touch with her for quite some time since 2010.
Yes, we are so appreciative of all the ABC and specifically Robin Roberts did for us during that time. And so we have, through the years, sent Christmas cards and email updates and pictures of Maya, mostly on her birthday or the anniversary of the earthquake. And Robin's always nice to send back a thank you letter, this sort of thing. And then last week we got an email from one of Robin's producers, and they said for the 40th anniversary, each of the anchors got to pick a story and then bring that person live on the show. And Robin chose Maya's story. So it will be a very exciting time, but I think a little emotional too, because Maya hasn't met Robin since that time at her orphanage in Haiti. So it'll be a very exciting time for the two of them to reconnect and for Maya to get to thank Robin in person now that she's been here living in the United States.
And then do you know when that airs or what the timeline is for folks who are going to be interested? They'll be listening to KNIA in the background, of course, but they'll be watching ABC on Good Morning America. What time is that airing?
Good Morning America is on from 7 to 9, and we have not been given a specific time when our segment will be on. So I'm not sure. I know 2 hours is kind of a big big window of time, but I'm not sure the exact time. Sometime between 7 and 9 on ABC on Thursday morning. Yep, Thursday, November 12th.
That concludes today's French Scott Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.